The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign boys!
A little slow there.
Yeah, a little slow on the draw.
Yeah. Everybody's a little slow. It's a little hot out.
Yeah, that heat.
Like 100 degrees already compared, is what it said on my car thermometer. So, I don't know.
I mean, last night at 11 o'clock, it was, you know, like 98 degrees. It's like, holy smokes.
I went outside at about 8:30, and I was like, this can't be as bad as they said. I guess you get used to 105 in the shade, and it doesn't feel bad, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not sure I buy some of their temperatures because, yeah, it's going to be the hottest day on record forever. And you know, the climate change activists seem like, you know, they want it to be hotter than it's ever been. Even if it's not, just because now they can say, look, it's climate change. We need to green up everything and give all the power to the government so they control all our lives. Anyway, today is Sunday, July 7th, 2024. The time is going by quickly. We could talk about the passage of time and the meaning of the passage of time, but we'll get into that later. That's Kamala's spot. I'm Mark Kent. I'm your host. It's Sunday morning once again. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks 1 o'clock faster and speed, internet connection, more powerful than a high speed download, 10 degree black belt, in Rams, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
Wow. How much caffeine are you loaded up on this morning?
You know, I needed to match that energy because he just almost sounded like he was over here singing Rap God from Eminem.
I had a Red Bull this morning. I'm on Red Bull. I love Red Bull. No, it's coffee. And we got Chris in behind the glass. I can kind of see her. There she is. She's waving at us.
Good morning, Christina.
Sporting her new do.
Good morning to you. I'm with you guys.
Same do she had last week.
I know, but it's kind of new.
Kind of, yeah. Anyway. Looks good on her.
Thank you.
Yeah, we already talked about that last week. You know, if you've ever watched the movie 10, there you go. That's all you need to know. What are you snickering about?
I'm not going to say a word.
The snicker again. Well, let's see. I guess we probably should talk about our sponsors, Julie Foster.
I was going to say, let's do a few announcements, please.
Okay, we'll do, let's do sponsors and then announcements. Okay, Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. Again, that's 530-527.
As she brings in caffeine. She brings
more caffeine.
She brings in the stimulant. Wow.
Yes, 240 calories. I mean, 240 milligrams. Root,
coca leaves.
How many
milligrams? Only 200. Only
200. I missed it by 40. Sorry.
So a cup of coffee is anywhere from about 60 to 150. So it's right in there.
Mostly. As his eyes light up.
Yeah, as he starts shaking over there and doing
like,
the...
He's starting to look like...
no side effects.
Looks like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon over there. He's starting to Clay's over.
Anything.
Anyway, back to our sponsors. All right, so you need to go to Julie for your insurance needs down there in Red Bluff. Again, that's 530-527-5534. She is the best and will take care of all your insurance needs.
Before you move on, did you see that they're going to raise insurance again in the state of California?
Who is going to raise it?
State Farm.
You know, there's actually another thing in regards to that, too, to where it looks like not only are they raising it, but they're canceling a lot of people's policies or doubling them. So
there's no there's no problem. I mean, there's no inflation. There's no problem in California.
Yeah, I think it's 30% they plan on raising it, at least, like, and then, like Dave said, canceling or whatever.
Newsom's done a great job here. He had a run for president or something.
So the tinfoil hat. People are saying, and it's funny because, I mean, there's only been quite a bit of evidence showing it, that they're doing that in order to separate people from their houses. Because all of a sudden, if your insurance rates go up and you had insurance that are $700 a month, and now your insurance is $2,200 a month.
That's for our own good.
If you don't carry insurance on your house, what's that bank with that loan going to do? What's that going to happen?
Take your property again.
Come on, it's all for your own good.
Oh, come on.
You'll own nothing and you'll like it.
Yeah, yeah. Because they'll own everything and
you'll still like it.
And shut up. All right. Okay, Luke Pearson Construction. We gotta get to our sponsors here. Luke Pearson, shut up. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. Licensed and bonded. Get a hold of him, for your custom home, needs. We need to probably talk to Luke here pretty soon. We've got some stuff to go over. Also, Crockmasters.
Yes, he's been in business since 1993. He has a great reputation here in Redding, California. He's an expert at windshield repair.
There you go.
If you discover a crack or chip in your windshield, give the trusted professional a call at 530-241-8373. I have just decided I have now two cracks in my windshield, and we are just going to wait until it just totally... I can't see out of it because I can't seem to stay away from the rocks.
So you're cracked.
I'm cracked up.
You're cracking me up. Jeff Worst down there, Crack Masters. Also, shout out to Marty McGill at Clear Creek Microgreens. We haven't brought him up. I don't even know if they're doing the farmer's market now.
They were a couple weeks ago, but I doubt that maybe they did it yesterday. It was awfully hot to be out there, but maybe.
You get kind of used to it. It's kind of like.
Maybe some do, some don't.
Kind of like living in the desert, you know.
Not supposed to be the desert.
You know, it's supposed to, like, you get some scales, develop some scales. And
I did have one too that I wanted to give a shout out. He's not a sponsor, but he did amazing work, and he's done amazing work for me in the past. His name is Eli Percival. So he ended up fixing my laptop the day before the 4th of July. I dropped it off to him the night before, replaced the battery for me, and had it back to me the very next day. And dude does awesome work. So
I'm glad you brought that up because people have been asking about a good computer guy.
If you need a good computer guy. My word, the only person I would go to, 530-691-6897. That's Eli.
All right. Before we move on, remember, on July 11th, they're going to have that fundraiser for the little girl. Isla, I believe is how you say her name. And they are trying to get money for the family for travel and treatments for her. She has an inoperable brain tumor. It's going to be July 11th at Little Bear Creek Ranch, 6145 Parkville Road, Anderson. And I have a phone number today, 530-338-4449. I know that they may be looking for somebody to maybe drop off a dessert, or if you want to buy tickets. Of course, the tickets are $40 each, and a table of eight is $300. Again, that's July 11th. Doors open at 4 p.m. And the number again is 530-338-4449.
I was just looking at a message in my chat room.
The chat room?
And on my Facebook chat.
Oh, I was going to say, well, there is some,
Yeah, I got the chat room up and running.
Yeah, there's somebody. Yeah, whatever.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I don't care about that guy. He's a freaking complete moron. Not that I'm shouting out any names, but you know who you are. Anyway, getting back, you know, I want to talk a little bit about censorship. I mean,
mm-hmm. Or lack thereof.
Well, no, something? Everything's being censored. I mean, Google anything on any of the mainstream browsers, and it's like you can't get to anything that you're trying to get to. You got to go through a lot of different avenues, it seems like, these days, because they are just blacking out Trump ads. They're blacking out everything. And these guys think that censorship is going to – that's the way of the – and it's just insane because these people – everybody's a fascist but us, because if you say anything with free speech, then you're a fascist and we're going to censor you.
Yeah, as long as you're looking for the truth. If you're looking for the truth, they censor it. It's hard to get to, but all the other gobbledygooks on there, it's all over the place.
I don't even care if it's not the truth. I think that even idiots have the right to free speech. That's how you determine whether they're idiots or not. You know, I mean, and that's part of the problem.
Let their own words hang them. That's the thing.
Exactly. So, and some of these people are hanging themselves with their own words because they've got no freaking filter at all. All right. So.
Yeah, they've changed their tune on something since Biden is, you know, upstanding and no problem with him.
And to that end, what we're seeing is we're seeing censorship on a scale that we really haven't seen. It used to be every election that we have a whole bunch of bans, a bunch of patriot sites go down, a bunch of information gets lost. In these last probably about 2 weeks to a month, I've seen more people get banned and more people removed from the platforms for absolutely no reason. Like right now, I can't post on my TikTok at all because I've got one more warning and then my account's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I can't get on Nextdoor. I have been banned indefinitely.
Yeah.
I've been way. I didn't know that. They banned me a long time ago. Yeah, didn't even know it.
Yeah, you say something that they don't like. It's like they just ban you. I mean, I said censorship is a problem here. Oh, no, you've got First Amendment rights. And I go, then I posted, is Hunter's laptop real? Banned immediately.
I know when you brought that up. So I don't look at it on all my computers. So I went to the one I do use for it. And I've been banned for a long time. I just didn't know it.
The other one too. So I was hearing reports recently to where all of the information, everything from Ukraine, from the Ukrainian side, period, across the board is wiped off the internet. You can't find it anywhere. You can find the Russian side. You can find what China's saying. You can find portions about what we're saying. Can't see anything else aside from it.
Do you have the problem where you're looking at something and then you open another window and you're looking at that and try to go back to the first one and the info's gone?
I've had that happen. So, like, we were doing...
screenshot everything you think you want to save, that's for sure.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Ray, and I, we were doing a podcast, and we were doing the presidential debate live. Well, they've got articles that are up 4 hours before Trump said anything. They're fact-checking Trump, saying fact-check false on different things that he said, along with Biden, from 4 hours before he said it. And yet we're supposed to believe that, none of these questions were leaked, none of this information was there. Biden didn't have any papers in front of him or document, even though you saw it with your lying eyes. It's all insanity and stupidity.
Well, it's just terrible, the way they think that's the way to go. And so I've got a couple of reports here. This is one we've got here from the Babylon Bee report. Kamala is about to unburden herself from what has been. That's a thing now. And I think I have a video on that, but let me see what I got going here. There's let's see what I have here. Let's see. This is kind of interesting from them as well. White House installs a touch-and-learn activity desk in the Oval Office. So Biden can feel like he's working while Jill is running the country.
Oh, gosh.
There's been...
I think there's more to that when you say touch-and-feel computer or program.
He likes a lot of that touch-and-feel.
Yeah, he does.
Well, so the reason I brought up the Kamala thing is because they did a video on her that was just scathing about how she just goes on and on and on and on about, we got to unburden ourselves with what has been and time and all this. And it's just gobbledygook. But I went to find it to play it, and I couldn't find it.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's gone. So,
and it's gone.
And it's gone. Yep.
So I'm going to go with JP here for the first clip. This is what the Democrat overlords were like after the debate is the title, and I think it's pretty good. So are we ready in there? All right, I got the thumbs up. Here we go.
Dealing with everything that happened to me with Medicare.
Guys, what are we going to do? It's just now become evident that Biden is mentally impaired. Yeah, that debate didn't go very well at all. It's unbelievable. And then immediately all the reputable independent journalists of the mainstream media turn on Biden in lockstep. So unpredictable. Well, I guess that's just because this is the first time any evidence has been displayed that there's anything wrong with him. I can't believe he has something wrong with him. What do you think it is? It might be like dementia or something. It could be that Stephen Hawking disease. What's the name of that disease? Like all crippled? No, the medical term for it. Oh, being super f***ed up. That's it. He might have that. It could also be something like brain AIDS. I don't think AIDS hurts people anymore. No, not the Magic Johnson good kind of AIDS, but like the 1980s gay guy kind of AIDS. Oh, the dangerous kind? Right in his brain. All right, well, because he has Stephen Hawking dementia brain AIDS, we can't run him anymore. What? You mean pull him out of the race? He's been such a strong candidate up to this point. I think we should pull him. No way!
I think we should.
We can't do that! We genuinely care about Biden and are loyal to him because of his great leadership.
I think we should replace him. Okay, I'm on board. Yep, let's throw him under the bus.
But who do we replace him with?
Someone better.
Whoa! That's not possible!
This guy thinks there's better people than Biden?
Yeah, you can't just 3D print rocket scientists, genius. Come back down to reality. How could it be possible to have someone better? I mean, the reason why he's been in office is because he truly is the best and brightest man in America, and he truly cares about our country and knows how to run our country, keep our borders secure, keep our money from being inflated, and knows how to keep us out of wars. How could someone be better than that? Well, there's a few criteria that if someone were to meet them, they would objectively be better, such as functioning IQ above 27, ability to predictably walk without falling, that rules out two-year-olds, ability to navigate off a stage, doesn't sniff or touch children, that rules out priests and drag queens, ability to communicate in language, and has built anything in their life that positively contributes to society. By those standards, there's approximately 289 million Americans that would make for a better candidate, plus honeybees, dolphins, and bats. So we got some good options here. Now what if, and just hear me out on this, because I know we've never discussed this before, but what if we run Gavin Newsom? Wow, what a crazy idea I've never thought of before. Nor has it been discussed behind closed doors while being openly discussed by half our country. Say more about this new idea. Well, he's got a very impressive track record of transforming California from what it was to what it is now. He's also tall, incredibly handsome. The gays would love that. Now, I've heard he's secretly dyslexic, so he can't read off teleprompters, which would make long-form presidential speeches tough for him to do. Nope, literacy isn't one of our criteria. Plus, he could strengthen our numbers in the illiterate community. Where are we at in our polls with them? They haven't been able to figure out how to fill out the polls. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I think he could look like a real white knight riding in to save the day. Which is another plus, because us running another white guy would help strengthen our principles of standing for diversity. Because we don't want people to think we just say words. We want people to know we embody the principles that we aggressively preach. It is feeling pretty white in here. I think we should commit to just calling him by his first name. Gavin. Makes him seem more relatable. Oh, and there could be a really powerful campaign slogan for him. What? MAGA. What's that stand for? Make America Gavin's Again. Oh, people would love that. Could be catchy. Okay, this is looking pretty great. Gavin's good looking, he's tall, he's dyslexic, he's white, he Bill Cosby'd California, and he can have this whole mega campaign of sorts. He's a strong candidate. And who else are we going to put on our short list? How about Jimmy Carter? Is he still alive? I think so. Like 110 years old. So he's younger than Biden? Pretty close. All around, he's way more agile. Not bad. And what about Michelle Obama? Now, she could be great for our diversity agenda. The first female president is a man.
People would love that. Oh, and we haven't even talked about her. Who? Pamela. Thoughts? Yeah. She'd go, wow. She'd be great. She's next in line. She could be almost too qualified. She'd be great, but probably too good. I don't think she's black enough. Yeah, we'll cross her off the list just to keep it fair and not have her on the list. Well, with our list, what do you think? I think we should go with Gavin Newsom. Same. Agreed. Plus, us deciding to run Newsom at the very last minute because Biden all of a sudden came down with a condition that we definitely didn't know he had that started spontaneously expressing itself on the debate stage, where he modeled the exact same behavior, thinking, and speech patterns that he's had for the past 4 years, will make the far-right extremists think they were right about something for a change. What's that? Well, for the past 4+ years, they've developed this baseless conspiracy theory that Biden's incompetent and will be thrown under the bus and replaced by Newsom at the very last minute. Those dangerous idiots? And because what's happening in reality is coincidentally that exact same thing, it'll at least let them feel like they're right about something, which could boost their self-esteem. Even though they're just coincidentally right, which is basically the same thing as being wrong. That's very nice of you. But I have a question. I don't mean to sound pessimistic about Gavin here, but Trump's been campaigning for basically 8 years straight. People are loving him more than ever. He's doing great. Can Gavin really beat him in the polls? That's not necessarily anything that needs to be worried about. So you're saying you think Newsom can beat Trump in a free and fair election? Yeah. Cheers to Gavin Newsom. To Gavin! He'll help us turn this whole country into California.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
I was just thinking the same thing. Wow.
Yeah, Gavin.
Yeah, that's a very scary thought there.
Although I've got an interesting poll out as of the 3rd. So Michelle Obama is the only Democrat who can beat Trump, according to a new poll. The new poll, conducted by Reuters and IPSOS, found Michelle Obama also has much higher favorability amongst registered voters than actual nominees, with Trump and Biden trailing her more by than 10 points each. The report states that Kamala Harris favorably aligns with Trump and Biden. 40% of registered voters say they have favorable opinion to her. And the survey found 42% of respondents have a favorable opinion of Trump, while 38% said the same about Biden. So I tend to think they're going to try to run Michelle Obama. I tend to think that she's not going to do it.
She's not going to do it.
I think she's going to do it.
Nah, she's. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, does it make a difference if you run as Michelle or if you run as Michael?
Big Mike.
Big Mike. Can you do that? No, it's not Michelle. It's Big Mike.
You can be whatever you want to be these days.
Well, and you have a look at the way that most of the country thinks about California. There's no way Gavin Newsom even has a shot. Unless they just rig it and steal it, which I mean,
that's not that they would do that. They've never done that in the past.
Well, it's never been a problem before.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you rig the election or if you break the law or do anything as long as you win, right?
That works. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and how do you know if you win? And why did you break the law? If you didn't have to, if you were going to win anyway.
Gotta love that that French Louvre and be able to eat over there at the French Laundry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so.
And if you keep stuffing it, lying and cheating,
So, you know, it's just, we got to go to break here in a minute, but there's so much to talk about. And, you know, we do want people to call in today if they want to. You know, give us their opinions on the different things, on like with Laura Hobbs, you know, and losing that case, and you know, why, and what are the ramifications, and do you trust the judicial system at all? Because just because a judge rules on something, that makes it a good decision. Why do we have higher courts?
They're going to appeal it. That's for sure. Because,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because they don't always get it right at the lower levels. And if they broke the law, did they break the law? That's the question. And if it doesn't matter if they break the law, as long as they, you know, you lost. I mean, that doesn't seem right.
And You mean to tell me that the judges just go by the law and nothing else? That there's no...
They're not activists, right?
You know, and there's not an agenda on a lot of the judges?
Well, that's the problem. They're supposed
to be, do know that. They're not supposed to, but we do know that there's other things that factors into their decisions.
Well, and this kind of goes to, and we're going to be doing more on this, is this dissenter thing that Supreme Court ruled on this last week, is the fact is that the lower courts have been, what's been happening is that they, in order to get up to where somebody's going to give a complete review of certain things, you have to be able to get through the court system. Well, what they've been doing is kicking it back and using every excuse in the world to keep it in the administration so that you don't get any standing, you don't get any real law, you just get the law of who's ever in charge in that particular area. And I think you're going to start seeing things opening up a little more on this, but,
well, sometimes they kick it down like we do know with the Second Amendment, and they kind of spank the lower court's hands, so to speak, to do the right thing, and then they hang it up in the system. Who knows how long it's going to be before they actually hear the case?
Well, that's why it's supposed to be rule of law, not rule of men. That's why it's called the Lex Rex Institute, for the
right.
People who don't know what that means. That law is king, mm-hmm. You know, and not the king is the law. Because what happens is these guys get, if you start picking and choosing whatever you want to satisfy your side of the equation, then what you end up with is tyranny, because tyranny is arbitrary abuse of power by who's ever making all the rulings.
Whoever's the king is.
Well, whoever mm-hmm. the king is, and these little fiefdoms all over the place. So we're getting farther and farther away from the rule of law by not following the law anymore, and that's part of the problem.
Right. So, and with that, I guess we need to go break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567 or 605-4566. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Sovereign Minds, and I can't drive 55. Yeah. So I found the clip that I was kind of looking for. I had to go all over the place, but here's Kamala in her prime example of her astute observations and political discourse and a definitive look at how to solve our problems.
Maybe.
I don't know. All of a sudden, it's not working. Why is that? Let me try. Isn't that kind of interesting that some things work and some things don't on different... I don't know. Maybe it's just coincidence, but I had to redo this thing. Let me go back here and see what is going on. I mean, but I'm not surprised or shocked. And it kind of goes into what we're talking about, the censorship. Everything seems to be having a problem that doesn't paint a great picture. Let's try it one more time. Here we go.
What can be, unburdened by what has been. What can be.
Secure our border, then we can talk about Ukraine. Until then, there's nothing to talk about.
Unburdened by what has been.
We got to do Ukraine now.
What can be. And we know that they're going to, in some states, get these people signed up to vote. Unburdened by what has been.
They just sent out a postcard encouraging non-citizens to vote in local elections.
What can be.
Have certain areas like this where you have double walls. If you look behind, you can see how it goes up the hill.
Unburdened by what has been. What can be.
We actually do need to start deporting these illegal immigrants.
Unburdened by what has been.
We immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
What could be.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country.
Unburdened by what had been.
NBC News has learned more than 50 migrants with potential ties to an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network are at large in America.
Who we can be?
After I remove my hand from the Bible with the oath of office, we're going to issue a declaration of invasion and get the ball rolling.
Unburdened by who we have been.
So Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego, who is out criticizing the GOP efforts to secure the border, he's calling them extreme and cruel.
Stupid, dumb border wall.
Yeah, so we kind of get the flavor. There's no problem. You know, let's send all our money to Ukraine. And we don't have to worry about the border because they're just people coming over, except that they don't know who they are. We know that there's a bunch of terrorists coming over. And then they fear monger. Everything's a fear monger with these guys. And I've got a clear example of, here's Kamala again.
Well, and just before you pull that up, in the mention of the whole people from the terror watch list, there's a really big deal that ended up coming out from today's date. Passport of man on terror watch list found at border in hidden area. So I got a border of Jamaica, California at least 3 weeks ago. I've been camping right where the Border Patrol picks up large groups in early morning hours. Shortly after I arrived, I encountered about five large groups of illegal aliens, like Lukeville's AZ, where I spent 7 weeks camped out from October to December 2023. This place has been coming in illegally from around the world. In Jamaica, I'm seeing a large group of illegals from China and abroad. Everywhere I go on the border, I find discarded passports, IDs, and driver's licenses, and other border reporters find that they report them all the time, too. People crossing illegally dump their IDs for a variety of reasons. One of the main reasons is apparently if they're caught and sent back to Mexico, Mexico will send them to their home country. If they have no ID, they stay in Mexico. That makes it easier to try to cross the border again. So we're finding passports of people that are on terror watch lists that, guess what,
well, see,
they're here.
And here's the thing I was making on the fear-mongering. I mean, you know, if you point at real problems, okay, you're fear-mongering in the eyes of the Democrats. But they won't talk about the real problems. They say you're the problem. They say you're the guy that's the problem. You know, you're insurrectionist. You're homophobic. You're all this crap, which is complete, you know, but at, they'll throw stones and call anybody who disagrees with them a problem. And so here's a classic of Kamala doing exactly what I'm talking about. This is only a day or two old.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime. You know, we have said it every 4 years, but this here one is it. We are looking at an election that will take place in 122 days.
122.
Where on one side you have the former president who is running to become president again, who has openly talked about his admiration of dictators and his intention to be a dictator on day one, who has openly talked about his intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
I mean, that is just so surreal. While they are weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA against their political enemies, while they are circumventing the Constitution, not paying attention to it at all, don't care about your rights, you know, J6, all of it, all the way down the line, but you're the problem because he openly said he likes dictators. I'll give you the clip. When did he ever say that he openly? It's just insanity. It's stupid fear-mongering for people who haven't got enough common sense to check out what they're saying. She says that he admires dictators, Trump? Where did he say that?
Well, and she might be referring to the instances to where he failed to condemn people like Kim Jong-un when he literally went over there without any type of security detail. I guess she wanted to be like, you're an idiot. I think you're the worst person ever, and you should probably die. Here, excuse me while I walk into your country without any type of protection whatsoever.
Well, they keep trying to say that he's in league with Putin, and it's just stupid, you know. Well, we got a president who can't even... I mean, it's so obvious now. He can't even wipe the slobber off his chin. And you know, these debates are just a symptom. Now they got, I guess, over the weekend, a doctor going to the White House to determine, because I guess she's a Parkinson's specialist. So there's, you know, I'm hearing that this is Parkinson's disease, you know, this dementia is like a Parkinson's dementia. I don't know, but we don't get any reports. We don't get any medical exams. We don't get any, we just like, trust his word. And I think it's becoming a problem for them as well, because the point at the end of the day is that Joe doesn't want to go, but I'm hearing reports that all these guys are gathering up to get rid of Joe, and who are we going to get in replace Joe? And is it Newsom? Is it Michelle? I don't know. But can anybody beat Trump fairly at this point? I don't think so.
Well, and so this reminds me back of that whole situation of Russia and Trump. They keep saying, "Oh, he's in it for Russia." Okay, I happen to remember out of all of the recent presidents, Trump is the one that actually bombed and killed a bunch of Russian soldiers in Syria, and they gave him hell over that. And then now all of a sudden he's a Russian stooge. But in the meantime, we've got somebody that's literally letting Russia run roughshod, saying, oh, you wouldn't do this, and we don't need you to do that, at the same time basically paving the way open. I mean, literally, are we going to forget the fact that Trump said, I'll bomb Moscow, I'll nuke it if you guys screw with us? That was Trump's response. That seems like a little bit stronger response than, we won't like it if you do this.
It's just crazy. I mean, anybody who's supporting this regime at this point, in my opinion, is completely nuts or completely brainwashed. It's unbelievable. So, you know, we got hate groups marching all over the country saying, you know, kill the Jews, but that's okay. And now we've got reports that they're talking about assassinating Trump, but that's okay too. We've got guys threatening to assassinate Trump, but somehow that's justified because he's supporting dictators. Why a guy in the White House is getting paid off by dictators. So who's supporting what dictators, and who's actually doing nothing while dictators pay off the president of our country and they send over Chinese spy balloons that he lets go by? You go on and on and on and on. I mean, this guy does nothing.
Well, and once again, in the lawfare that we have in this country, you've got these people that are over here claiming that they're saying assassinate Trump. They're saying let's wipe him out. Let's saying he deserves it. And right. At the meantime, you've got people that are on the right that are asking school boards, why are you showing this illicit material to our children? And the FBI has time to investigate that, but they don't have time to investigate the calls for assassination of a former and probably future president. Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh?
We call that one lawfare.
So we've seen that locally here, too, and we've seen all the stuff that goes with it. You know, these people, they don't care about the law. What they care about is getting what they want and winning. And, you know, this whole thing is coming to a head, and we'll see where we end up with. But we've also got the jab. All that's coming to a head. There's just a ton of stuff. I mean, we've got the Federal Reserve, you know, paid banks funds of $400 billion over 2 years for sitting on cash. So there's all of these headlines that we're looking at. But
which ones do you choose?
That's my point, is that the news cycle is – so off the charts now, it's hard to figure out what the most important story is anymore because you're getting bombarded with absolute garbage, fear-mongering crap stories from the left and the right that are obfuscating the actual things that are kind of important, like the border. You know, it's not a problem to assassinate the president, is it? No.
I'm sorry, I just walked in. Which one are we referring to?
So if
that's the question. If you're referring to the other one, it's a big problem. But if you're referring to Trump, apparently it's not.
So I got a little one here to play. We got time. Let's play it. We're sort of going through different stuff, bounce around on topics. But this is so I'm finding that I'm getting more news from Australia these days because they are trying to censor everything that goes against the narrative at this point. I don't think it's working. People aren't buying it anymore. I mean, after that last debate, did all the Democrats out there go, oh, wow, it looks like there might be a problem? We've been shouting it for 4 years. The guy, I got hairy legs, and there's my pressure. I mean, you could go on and on. There's clips, almost weekly clips, falling down the stairs, falling off the bike, you know, can't talk, juiced up 1 minute.
Just one time. What's your problem? Haven't you seen him say that? He just had a bad night.
So anybody that is believing anything that comes out of MSLSD or CNN you know, you go to YouTube and it says top news. Well, that should be relabeled as the mainstream lies of today, you know, because that's what they do. But, and I'm not saying that any of these news organizations are completely truthful on everything, but it's off the charts on some of this crap. And if I said that I was wanting to assassinate the current president, you know, and was serious about it on air, I'd probably have the FBI at my house in the morning.
Probably not even that long. You'd probably get a visit today.
But some of these guys can say it without a problem because Trump's an evil fascist dictator. See, they're demonizing, they're fear-mongering anything to win this election. These people are evil because they don't care about truth. They don't care about anything. Lies are the word of the day for these people. That's how they want to stay. They'll do anything to stay in power. It's freaking creepy.
They'll eat one another.
So let's play this real quick. This actually comes in from Sky News, and let's see what it says.
Speaking of fever pitch, Donald Trump's great week has resulted in some serious Trump derangement syndrome. We're talking about on steroids. This has now reached such a hysterical level. People are taking to social media to call for Trump's assassination. Most recently, it was a BBC reporter who took to Twitter to write, "If I was Biden, I'd hurry up and have Trump murdered on the basis that he is a threat to America's security." That's David Aronovich. I mean, this is someone that people, obviously mostly in the UK, watch on the BBC and know him to be a household name. And here he is calling for the murder of Donald Trump, but he is just one of many. Check out this actress. She's from a show which you may or may not have heard from called Orange is the New Black. It was a pretty big mega series. Millions of people have watched it. And she decided to post this video on her social media calling on Biden to be that assassin.
Joe, you're a reasonable man. You don't want to do this, but here's
Joker
the reality.
Vibes.
This is a f***ing war. This is a war now, and we are fighting for our f***ing country. And these a**holes are going to take it away. They're going to take it away. Joe, you now have the right to take that Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler, and this is 1940. Take him the f*** out.
Like we needed any further proof that these guys are literally deranged, that they think that it's perfectly acceptable at this point to take themselves on social media, people with millions of viewers, and say, yeah, let's just murder this guy. Then there's the average Joe. I don't even know this fellow's name, but he thought he'd join in the sentiment.
Since they say that a president is immune from prosecution for anything he does officially while he's in office, I think that Joe Biden should officially have Donald Trump killed off.
See, these guys lie about everything. It wasn't a blanket immunity. It was specific as to office, official acts. It's always a half-truth with these guys. They lie about everything. It's just unbelievable. And talk about low IQ, especially when it comes to legal matters. These guys don't have a clue as how the law even works. And as long as they get what they want, it's legal. That's why we are having this lawfare problem. But let's keep going.
And that would solve this problem of him being too stupid to run our country for four more years because he's brain dead.
Said the guy who's too stupid. Said the guy who's brain dead and too stupid to know what's going on. I mean, anything they're saying that you are is pretty much what they are. It's called projection. Yeah, like Rickards at the last meeting. Yeah, it's called projection. If you don't like us, you're projecting all your problems onto us, even though we are got the problem in our...
Well, how delusional are you to have Trump stand there and have Biden stand there and have both of them talk and you're saying Trump is brain dead?
Well,
how delusional. I mean, where the... Did you run out of oxygen
I know,
or what?
I know. That's so stupid. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a national security issue. I don't know, like the border, like sending billions to Ukraine, sinking our country financially, borrowing money from China to send it to Ukraine. I mean, you could go on and on and on. The real national threat is Biden. The guy's
been a threat, yeah.
Yeah, but Trump's the problem. We should kill him, and that's okay because he's a threat to national security. Even though he was the president for 4 years and we were becoming more prosperous by the day during his presidency, even though he was being attacked by everybody and tried to be submarined by the swamp, he still got so many things done. Oil independence. And it's just stupid. These people are stupid. They really are. But
how do they get away with broadcasting this stuff so in your face.
Well, let's go. It's all, well, you could say anything on social media.
Oh, if you're on the left. Not on the right,
yeah.
But if
there
you're on the left.
The rub.
There's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Called censorship and selective prosecution. Gee, that's not a problem, is it? That's a national security issue. Here we go.
LNF. That immunity only applies to things that you do as a core part of your business as president. So I don't think assassinating a political opponent, random on the internet, is actually going to cover Joe Biden in said immunity, should he in fact take Trump out. I mean, we've talked about Trump derangement syndrome for years now, since 2016 to be exact. But now we have people thinking that it's perfectly acceptable.
This
call for his murder.
This was entirely predictable. I mean, for years now, the left have been saying Trump's dangerous, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, he's a dictator, he's a threat to democracy, he's going to steal our country. So these people, I mean, they're only joining the dots that the Democrats have laid out. And don't forget who the Democrats are. The Democrats are the party of moral relativism. When it comes to gender, when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to the unborn baby in the womb, they are the party of relativism. And it was only a matter of time before they would rationalize the murder of their political opponent to save democracy. And so these people are simply picking up the threads that the Democrats have been laying down for the last number of years. Are we really surprised it's gotten to this point? And can I say, if Republican supporters were producing those kind of posts, there'd be calls for people to denounce it, to condemn it, but the Democrats have been completely silent while the supporters have been saying these kinds of things.
Of course, look, it's amazing how quickly the left show themselves up to be the totalitarian, dictatorial fascists that they really are when you scratch below the surface. I mean, they want to win by any means. And if that means wiping out,
if that means
wiping out your opponent, then they're on board with it. But I mean, this is just phenomenal content. Like, I just cannot get enough of this stuff because, again, it just screams to the world, yes, please go and vote for Donald Trump. Because if you've got the choice between Trump and all these people who want him killed, well, they want him killed for a reason, don't they? And that bloke at the end that we showed, the absolute numpty, who said that, you know, it'd fix the problem about, you know, whether or not Biden's capable of being president and his brain dead and whatever. Killing Trump ain't going to change the fact that Biden is brain dead. It's just going to guarantee that we've probably got a brain dead president for another 4 years. You're the brain dead one, buddy. But this is seriously how people think. Like, the lefties are just like, yep, it's totally justified to knock him off.
From the top, right? Check out this tweet from Joe Biden himself saying, well, Trump has promised that he's going to be a dictator from day one. We must stop him. Attached to that, there he is. He's going to be a dictator from day one. He's vowed it himself. What complete and utter nonsense. So if you're a regular Joe and you support Biden, or you've been a Democrat voter your whole life, maybe your family has been too, you're reading these kinds of tweets and you're just taking it at face value.
That comes from an interview Trump did with Hannity back in December, where Hannity said, what would you love to do? And Trump said, I'd be dictator for a day. I'd drill, 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 and after that I wouldn't be a dictator. It was clearly a joke.
Yeah.
And then Biden runs with it, not only as if it's true, but then uses it to foment the kind of nonsense that we've just been talking about. And as for your point, that people really believe this stuff, the actress that you showed, Liz, earlier, did you notice she begins with, like, she's about to tell Joe Biden, kill Trump, right? And she begins with this, Joe, you're a reasonable man. What the hell?
That's a reasonable request.
I think I'm just going to posit that maybe she was taking whatever drugs that Biden should have been taking before the debate, and she was sort of cooking on another planet by the time she got around to recording that video.
I think she was cooking all right.
I think this video says a lot. I mean, it really does. It tells you exactly what the problem is. It tells you they lie about everything. They fear-monger about everything. Everybody's the problem but them. They're the dictators, but everybody else is a tyrant and a dictator. They point to stuff that's half-truths. They take everything out of context. And then they wonder why Trump's rising in the polls like a frickin' skyrocket.
Yeah, it's backfiring on him.
Well, and the dictator and the tyrant, he's this horrible guy. Meanwhile, you've got AOC, the bartender, announces plan to impeach SCOTUS members after Trump immunity ruling, that immunity ruling they were just discussing about. In a landmark 6-3 decision released Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the former president has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts carried out while in office. Now, that has to do with official, looks like we are at the top of the hour.
Yeah, before we go there, and stop and think about what they said about Trump on January 6th. He told everybody to go home, and they're calling to murder Trump.
Right.
Go
protest peacefully.
Yeah, exactly. No problem here. And with that, we will pick up this conversation on the other side. We will see you in about 5 minutes. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every car. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. Will he go or will he stay? We're talking about President Biden, and he continues to say that he is staying. Biden dug in despite his disastrous debate with former President Donald Trump last month. However, Democratic voices are increasing in their number and loudness, saying he should step aside. At the moment, he is staying put. The once powerful Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm, currently heading toward Texas. It may get stronger, but at its height, Beryl was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Kivette Silvera is with Food for the Poor. She says all 14 of Jamaica's parishes were hard hit.
In St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. And the reports that we have on the ground is that a number of persons have experienced loss of roof and flooding. And there is concern, there is even more concern, because there is a developing weather system as we speak that is heading towards us that will bring additional rain.
Listeners can assist Food for the Poor by texting the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. Correspondent Judy Walker joins us now to report some disruptions may continue throughout the day after Amtrak's Northeast service was down completely yesterday.
Amtrak rail service between New York and Boston was restored Saturday night after a lightning strike was believed to have caused a circuit breaker to malfunction that afternoon, according to the train company. The malfunction caused a power outage on all tracks between Penn Station in New York and Union Station in New Haven, Connecticut. Evening trains between Boston and Virginia were operating on schedule. Most trains were expected to be on schedule Sunday, although some train service was canceled and others expected to operate on a modified schedule. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting on Russia's wrestling team refusing to compete at the Paris Olympics.
Russian wrestlers offered spots at the Paris Olympics as neutrals are refusing to compete. The Wrestling Federation there says its officials, coaches and athletes held a meeting and came to a unanimous decision to refuse to participate in the Games. The wrestlers would have been the largest group of Russians in any one sport competing in Paris under a program launched by the IOC to allow some athletes from Russia and its ally Belarus to compete during the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Turkish President Erdogan reiterating his willingness to restore ties with Syria and extend an invitation to bring back relations to, quote, how they were in the past. Over 12 years ago, diplomatic ties between Ankara and Damascus were cut off when protesters turned to civil war in Syria. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Interior Department approves the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be New Jersey's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, July the 7th. And some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including musician and conductor Doc Severinsen. You remember him from the Johnny Carson Show? Right. 97 years old. How about that? Former Beatle Ringo Starr is 84 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Tony Jacklin has 80 candles on his cake. Basketball Hall of Famer Ralph Sampson is 64 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
Sovereign Minds, Little Kinks there, I think that is, way back in the day.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so here's the town hall. Let's get this in while we got it going, and here we go.
And welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm TB Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. The streets of Reading echoed with cries for justice last Friday as 200 impassioned protesters gathered outside Shasta County Superior Court, rallying for Nikki Chang Selima Kane, a mother of four who had vanished without a trace since May 17th. The crowd's anger boiled over as domestic violence charges against her husband, Tyler McCain, were dismissed. Led by the resolute Nidella Slater, demonstrators vowed to be Nikki's voice in a system they felt had failed her. The district attorney's office, bound by legal requirements, cited the victim's absence as the reason for dismissal, leaving many questioning the effectiveness of the justice system in protecting domestic violence survivors. McCain's truck, discovered in Tehama County on May 25th, offered little comfort to a community desperate for answers. This case spotlighted a disturbing trend in Shasta County, marking the 17th dismissal of charges against alleged domestic abusers this year alone. The Nikki Chang Selima McCain case is just one example of how Shasta County's justice system continues to falter in a series of unadjudicated cases. In another instance, charges were dismissed against Brett Andrew Kelly Epps, a Reading man accused of violently assaulting his wife and abusing their young son. This case is one of many left unresolved due to a shortage of courtrooms, judges, and a district attorney's office perceived as soft on crime. It has left victims without justice and the community grappling with the consequences of a failing legal system. The district attorney's office, unable to proceed with the trial, emphasized the urgent need for additional judicial positions in Shasta County. As victims attempt to heal from their ordeals, the public is left questioning how many more cases
will slip through the cracks before meaningful reforms are implemented. The issues within the justice system have spilled over into the political arena. In a heated Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting, tempers flared as Nathan Pinckney's nomination to the Elections Commission was voted down 3-2. Despite the setback, Pinckney remained undeterred and announced his intention to run for Redding City Council in November. The vote followed a chaotic public comment session, with supporters arguing Pinckney would bring balance to the commission. Opponents cited his character and disruptive behavior as reasons to deny his appointment. Supervisor Kevin Cry, viewed as the swing vote, claimed Pinckney lacked, quote, good character per the supervisor's bylaws. This led to a heated exchange between Supervisors Tim Garman and Cry, with accusations of lying and tearing the community apart. In a related matter, the board appointed Thomas Toller as a new clerk registrar of voters despite his lack of experience in managing an elections department. Amidst the political turmoil and systematic failures, a local family is reaching out to the community for help as their beloved two-year-old granddaughter, Isla Louise, battles an inoperable brain tumor. Despite starting chemotherapy last October, she recently suffered a severe anaphylactic reaction, prompting the family to explore costly alternative treatments. The family is organizing a summer hold-down fundraiser at Little Bear Creek Ranch, located at 6145 Parkville Road, Anderson, California, on Thursday, July 11th, to support their little girl. The event promises an evening of delicious barbecue, live music from local country artist Chad Bushnell, and a raffle and auction hosted by Supervisors Patrick Jones and Chris Kellstrom. Tickets are $40 per person or $300 for a table of eight, with all proceeds going towards Isla's treatments. In challenging times, the strength of a community shines brightest. By attending the event, donating, or spreading the word, you can make a real difference in this brave little girl's life and show her family that they are not alone. Join us on July 11th at Little Bear Creek Ranch for an unforgettable evening filled with love, hope, and the power of community. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief this week. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X.
Well, there you have it. There's the Town Hall. Just a couple of add-ons to that. Interestingly enough, the person who's missing, Nikki McCain,
mm-hmm.
Her husband was cited for his involvement in starting the fire.
Nothing to see there, huh?
Kind of crazy, huh? I mean, why would he want to start a fire? I guess he was down bragging about going to start the fire at the Olinda store or something, which means he's probably losing his marbles or something. And then
allegedly was seen, maybe, ended up filling up some gas cans and some things of that nature. So, and it really makes me question the whole integrity of our justice system that's supposed to be looking into this guy based upon, I mean, who's doing their jobs nowadays? Really?
Well, that whole case, I mean, what a mess. So they dismiss the case because she's been missing and she can't show up for court because she's missing.
Well, it's the old habeas corpus thing. You know, if there's no body, there's no case. But that, I don't know.
Well, they've, you know, convicted people with no body before. But the problem is, again, the system, you know, how does that work? You know, he's under investigation, but...
Even if you give the DA the benefit of the doubt, but you know, her past record indicates that unless you're politically on the wrong side of things, things never seem to pan out for the person. I don't know.
Again, R or L. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Stones. Good morning, Stones.
Are you there, Rich?
I'm here.
He has a delay.
Seems to be a delay in the button pushing. Hey, I just heard you say something about the integrity of the DA and how she chooses to prosecute. And I don't know. anyway, let's see. Oh, two things. Nathan Spinkner, that's his name, Nathan Spinkner. he earned it. Anyways, I'm glad he was not selected to serve on the election commission. You know, shame on Turncoat Tim for nominating Nathan. What an insult.
Right.
What an insult to the office of a supervisor. What an insult to the election commission. What an insult to the public. I mean, it's just, I found a lost episode of The Twilight Zone or Outer Limits when I saw that nomination. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, talk about, parallel universes. So good for them. Good for the board members voting.
Kevin did the right thing.
He did the right thing. Yes, he did. And that's, you know, we need more of that. Anyway, so the other item I wanted to call in was the city of Reading is currently trying to, the city council, they heard last week to try to put in a resolution for concealed carry holders to carry on city property. Members, well, Winter, she's a lost cause, so who cares? But Mazzano and Munns, they're former law enforcement. They voted against it. They voted against bringing it back because they said it was not city business. I don't, again, another lost episode of the Twilight Zone here. I don't know how they think it's not city business to allow people on city property to carry firearms. I cannot put those two together. So Miss Audette, the mayor, is now looking into a proclamation, which I think would be legally a very similar effect, where she can issue an individual proclamation to allow that. And a future mayor could, of course, undo that proclamation. But just like a future city council can undo a resolution from the current city council. But the point is, you know, that needs to happen. The county did it. It's not rocket science. It's in the law, Penal Code 171, little letter B, section B4. It says in there, whoever's in charge of security of the local or state buildings can allow concealed firearms. It's not rocket science. So I don't understand, but please, people, you need to write Mr. Mazzano and Munn, write Audette. What the heck? Throw in an email for Miss Winter, even though I think she won't do anything with it. But let's put some pressure on the city council to pass this because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to review that. So what are they thinking about bringing this up in the first place for? I mean, I don't understand why would they – how did this get it to be a thing?
Well, Senate Bill 2, which went into effect on January 1st prior to January 1st, concealed weapons holders could already carry.
That's what I thought. I mean, that's what my point is, that it's like it's already the law that you can
carry.
No,
not since January 1st.
Not anymore. Oh. Not anymore. Senate Bill 2 took that away.
Yeah.
But there's another portion of that same penal code allows the folks in charge of security of those same local or state buildings to then give permission. So that's what the county did. They invoked that law. And the city needs to do the same. Every jurisdiction, actually, the fair boards, right? So most fairgrounds have their own individual board members. Mm-hmm. The fair board can do the same thing. Water districts, right? Anybody that has an elected board, special districts, anybody has a specific elected board, they can invoke this very same law that says, let's say the ACID board says, yep, we're going to invoke this penal code and allow concealed weapons holders to be on any ACID property. That has to come from ACID now. Every individual elected board now must invoke this very specific law.
Okay, so it's assumed you don't have any rights unless you invoke them, which is what the usual modus operandi is.
Well, the state took a CCW privilege away from us. Not a right, according to the state, it's a privilege, but the state took it away, and all these individual entities must now invoke it individually, and that just creates a lot of work.
Please
contact the city of Reading.
That's the game. The game is to make it hard for you to exercise your rights.
I understand it, but the court of public opinion is how we've been getting things done in Shasta County in the last 4 years, and that we need to, the court of public opinion needs to contact the city council and make this happen, so... appreciate the airtime today, folks.
Thanks for calling in.
Throw an egg on top of your car. See how long it takes to cook. I'll talk to you later.
Not very long.
Don't do that if you like your paint either.
Yeah. Right, not a good idea. So, well, where are we? I guess let's go back to Joe here. I'm going to pick on Joe some more just because he's such an easy target, and I'm kind of lazy today. So now he's on an interview on the radio, has described himself as a black woman. Here's the actual quote. Nothing wrong with this guy. You know, he says, by the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president. I can't figure out how to twist that any other way than he's saying he's a black woman. But I actually have the – here's the video. You make it up for yourself.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, third black president. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together we – there's nothing – look.
Do you know there's so many gaffes that if we put a – I actually have a gaffe reel that I put together, and I'm going to probably play it on the podcast tomorrow because it's just too much. I mean, and you can't see it on radio, so it's –
Well, and it's not just him saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals or his son died in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other places that he died or how he's equating all of his family's troubles to everybody else around him at these horrible, awful times.
It's not about corn pop or the hairy legs.
Or forgetting all the Gold Star people. Here's a new one as of yesterday. So Biden claims to have put NATO together. In fact, he was 6 years old.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, there's so many. We need to put a full gaffe reel, and it would go back to like 1976 or something. Yeah.
We would lose probably 40 minutes of the show. I mean, there's too much.
But you know, before the gaffes were just lies. Now the gaffes are not just lies; they're blatant lies with a dementia, a twist added to it. I mean,
well, you can go clear back to 1974 when he said, "You shouldn't presume I'm not corrupt."
It's insane, you know, and the fact that what's even more insane is the fact that the media has been covering this up for as long as they've been covering this up, especially since, you know, he became vice president, and all of a sudden, all these gaffes, oh, it's this or it's that, or, you know, falling over down the stairs, you know, none of this got aired. And what that tells you is the mainstream corrupted media is so in the tank for their political agenda that, I mean, don't the Democrats get tired of being lied to, or they just like to be lied to, or are they just evil and along with them stupid? I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But at some point in time, you'd think they'd go, well, maybe we've reached that point in time.
Yeah, here's one for you. 5 decades of fraud, 50 years of failure.
Yeah, the guy's never been good at anything.
He hasn't done anything in 50 years. Come on, folks.
He's a great guy until the debate. Now we've got the debate coming.
So all I can say is what I want to see, and maybe we can make this – let's make this a bipartisan effort, everybody. So let's ask our congressmen to – just like we have like NASCAR and all the rest of these guys, you've got to put the logos of all the companies that – or supporting your car on your body, on your chest. Just have all of Congress do that. So when the guy comes up and goes, I think everybody should get a fourth jab, and he's brought to you by Pfizer, you might be able to be like, yeah, let's see what this guy has to say.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get more advertising space on some of these guys. so I've got.
Oh,
here.
You could just put at the top, you know, Vanguard.
This is from July.
You know what I mean?
Some of those people would need to get that one tattooed on them.
Well, that's true.
Black woman by Black Rock. I don't know.
Be racist.
I can be racist because I'm part black, remember?
You can't do that.
See, I'd like to know which part. So if I'm half black and half white, do I pay myself reparations, or do, and if I don't pay myself reparations, do I receive reparations for which half, and do I tax? It becomes a real quandary.
Not really, because then you have dual personalities.
Well, it's just we just saw the video that came out, you know, from Shasta Anon this last week. There's some funny stuff on there about the pygmy, but, I didn't realize it, but they had a picture of his father on there, and I thought, and I was told it was AI. I didn't know it was AI.
Oh, I didn't know that either, but.
Anyway.
So as of July 2nd, speaking of reparations, California is set to allocate $12 million in the first round of reparations to fund the state's history of discrimination against black residents. Social justice advocates acknowledge this is only a starting point and emphasize much more needs to be done to atone for California's past racial injustices. It means that they're taking accountability and responsibility.
Well, this is how it works. If you pull it out of one pocket and you put it in another pocket. That's how politicians do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've got some money here, but actually they pull it out of your pocket, then they put it in their pocket, and then they switch it to the other pocket.
Well, and so here, let's listen to this based upon that thought process. While the legislation does not specify the programs the funds will support, it is intended to cover the cost of legislative changes currently under consideration to assist black residents in the state. Mm. So there's probably a bunch of, like, white grandkids somewhere of one of these representatives that's like, okay, you guys are going to help write this legislation, and I'm going to pay y'all $300,000 each to be a think tank. Good job, Johnny.
Can you say Sam?
So, with all that said, I had someone tell me over the weekend that they're going to replace Biden. And I said, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they...
There's a lot of talk about it.
I don't know if they can or not because of the time frames. And Joe doesn't want to go. But here's from the Washington Examiner. This is an article by Cami Mondeau on July 4th. Top Democratic donors creating political fund for possible Joe Biden replacement report. A group of top Democratic donors and strategists is pooling resources into a new political action committee to help fund an alternative candidate to President Joe Biden should he withdraw from the presidential race.
Yeah, but that's part of it. In order for him, he has to be has to be willing to step down. He has to say, I can't do it, or, well, I don't know if
does it matter?
I don't think Jill's going to go along with that program.
After that debate and after his resting 25th Amendment face, I mean, they might just all come together.
Well, and Jill said that he answered every question in the debate. He did a stellar job. Did you see that? It was like a mom at kindergarten camp with a 3-year-old telling him what a good job he did in the sack race. You know, I mean.
Well, you know, that's kind of abuse. You know, you let that happen to your mate or to somebody. I mean, what kind of person are you to throw him to the wolves, basically, is what she's doing. For power and money?
No, she doesn't want him to go because...
That's what I'm saying.
She's kind of getting used to the $225 million they're paying for staff a year at the White House. The report came out this morning.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of abuse, isn't it?
Got it. Now, what are they?
It's elderly abuse.
Thank you.
You know, I go to my chair, I sit down, someone starts scrubbing my feet and my nails. I mean, what do you do for $225 million?
Stick it out another 4 years, Joe. What's your problem?
Yeah, he's been sticking it out for a lot longer than 4 years.
I'm just saying. I mean, what kind of person are you to do that, you sick individual?
I don't know, because she loves him.
And she's apparently losing it and starting to scream at the media and stuff like that. In the meantime, so on the 27th, there was a guy that was seen holding a sign that said, "Pass the torch, Joe," right behind him as he's speaking.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. It's just pure crazy at this point. So we'll see. Maybe the guy I talked to was right about...
I guess we have Andrew.
And Bernie.
Or Andy and Bernie.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you there, Andy?
Yes,
good morning.
I am. Hey, you know, back in Watergate times, okay, Nixon resigned. Spiro T. Agnew, the man with the hole in the head, was taken out because of some kind of misfeasance or malfeasance. They brought in Ford. Yeah, wasn't it Ford they brought in?
Yeah, I think it
how
was.
How did they work all that?
You know, I don't remember how the whole thing worked, but maybe we should go back and look in history on that one.
Yeah, I was a wee child at that time, 12 years or 13 years of age or something like that. And
well, from what I'm reading, they didn't use the 25th Amendment for that, but that doesn't mean that the information is correct, what I'm looking at.
Right, but I mean, okay, Nixon resigned. then Spiro D was his, Agnew was his Veep at the time. Then he was taken out because of, like I say, malfeasance, and they brought in, Ford. Who was his VP?
Yeah, good question.
Let's see if we can.
Think we need to
Dan,
find this answer.
Dan Quayle? I don't know.
No, it was not. It was not potato. It was not potato.
Oh, boy.
They can't go with this lineup. And so there's not going to be an election, kids. I really feel that you have to bring a nuclear war or something to ban an election. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, maybe.
Actually, Ford did. They did use the 25th Amendment for Ford. And
no, Ford ran. He ran against Carter.
Well, it says that they did the 25th Amendment, and I'm trying to see who Vice was.
Well, Nixon resigned in 74 and was defeated for election full term 76. Ford is the only person to serve as president without winning an election for president or vice president. 2 months. Okay, so in December 73, 2 months after Spiro Agnew's resignation. So Spiro Agnew resigned.
Because they brought a case and he couldn't win, so he just got the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, so then it says Ford became the first president or the first person appointed to the vice presidency under the terms of the 25th Amendment after the subsequent resignation of President Nixon and immediately assumed the presidency. So that's kind of an interesting take. I never really remembered it being that way, but... I don't know, under the terms of the 25th Amendment, I'm not sure Nixon didn't resign under the terms of the... Maybe it says he wasn't fit for office as part of the terms.
Well, yeah, but he got out to avoid prosecution.
Right, yeah, because of Watergate.
And impeachment, right, because of Watergate.
So. Right, they're saying that why they use the 25th Amendment when he had surgery, but they didn't use it prior to that from what I'm pulling up. But.
Oh, you mean when he was shot in his first 3 weeks of office or something like that?
Yeah.
And then they had Bush, the CIA director. How odd it comes to that, the deep state.
Yeah, Bush did it in 2002.
I was kind of going over the 25th Amendment, but we do have to go to a break here. If you want to hang with us, Andrew, that's fine.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Always watching. Thank you.
Yeah. But the 25th deals with presidential succession and disabilities.
Well, it also
is part
says
of it.
Inability.
Yeah.
It says Section 4, Declaration by Vice President and Cabinet Members of the President's Inability. So it.
Unable to just. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567 or 605-4566. And we will see you in a few.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and bust and explode into space. Like a true nature child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Born to be
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Reddings, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Caddyshack, a little Kenny Loggins there.
Yeah.
I'm in like a slow motion mood today. I don't know if it's the heat or what.
I think it's just, you know, looking at this 25th Amendment, there's four parts to it, but I haven't yet come across anything that says, you know, like during an election exactly, you know, yeah. Does that mean the vice president automatically moves to the ballot?
Everybody's afraid. Kamala's going to be running the show.
The joke is every phone call Kamala gets is he dead yet?
But then they keep saying about slipping somebody in there, so can Joe decide that? I mean, how does that work?
No, I don't know. It's crazy. This whole thing's nuts, and it's gone off the rails, but...
Kamala's probably just disappointed that he actually lasted the 4 years.
Right? That's a good point.
Well, who knows? Maybe she slipped him a Mickey or something.
I'll get you, Mikey. Well, then Mikey and Jill must not get along.
I don't think any of them get along. I think they all hate each other. I mean, it's pretty common knowledge that Obama hates Joe and Joe hates Obama.
That's
true. And so you've got this crew up there. And who's running it? Is Obama running it? Is it Susan
Rice? That's what they say.
Is it Jill Biden? I mean, she seems pretty angry at this point about, you know, getting rid of Joe. You'd think she'd be concerned about his health,
it's money and power.
What's so incredulous is that it's like everybody just figured this out after the debate. I mean, we've been talking about it for so long.
Right.
I mean, it's like all of a sudden the debate was the deciding factor because they actually, you know, was that a setup?
That's what you got to begin to wonder, if it wasn't a setup to start with, because everybody, he's not fit and all that on their side. I mean, come on.
And everybody was afraid for Trump to go in there because it's some kind of a trap. You know, well, maybe it was a trap set for Joe instead of Trump. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's hard to tell. Maybe they didn't think he would do quite that bad.
And if
maybe his drugs didn't kick in time. I don't know.
And if anybody doesn't think there's a deep state, you're a moron. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the swamp, the deep state, the permanent administration, all these guys that are getting these big, huge salaries. And I mean, how do you get 25? I still want to know who's getting paid $225 million. How many people does that pay for the White House staff?
Well, and on July 2nd, you had F that. Fetterman defends Biden amongst calls for him to exit the race. So,
surprise, surprise.
Back to the stroke victim defending the dementia patient.
Surprise, surprise. Come on.
Maybe we'll have a wheelchair race in front of the White House.
It'd have to be electric because neither one could operate.
I'm kind of.
It wasn't electric.
Well, no, that's what you got people you're paying for.
I would be very curious to see a bicycle race. I mean, based upon some of the videos that we've seen come out, that could be a lot of fun.
Biden can't do that.
We could turn it into a drinking game.
He fell off his bike.
I don't know.
That would be cool.
And up the stairs, and down the stairs, and then up the stairs.
I'm just typing in White House salary, just to kind of. Salaries, just to confirm what they were, because I heard that this morning, and let's see, what's 223? So
whose salary?
Zero to $180,000. So it says.
Well, what about Fauci? Fauci's over four, or was?
No, he's not on the salaries of the White House. I'm talking about the White House. Just the people who are taking care of the White House.
I thought you meant people in the White House.
No. This is just the people who are working at the White House, the cook, the cleaning, the whatever they do. I'm looking. Okay, so I got this page, and it has the total of all of them. It doesn't have a total of all of them. It shows all who's working there. We got senior policy advisor, assistant to the president, chief strategist. We've got, you know, they're making a couple $100,000 a year each all the way down. Good grief. I mean, the lowest salary on here is $30,000, and that's assistant to the president for strategic initiatives. Some guy named Chris Lydell. Really?
All those people work for the White House,
and
evidently. Nobody saw whose drugs they were.
The white powder.
I just like to get a total, you know.
It's kind of like when the cameras malfunctioned for Jeffrey Epstein, you know.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just all of them.
Yeah.
All at once, yeah.
It was just random, you know. It
happens. Well, it happens.
The most secure, one of the most secure places in the entire universe. the cameras just weren't working.
So it says the Biden administration has a total of 474 employees with salaries ranging from zero to $180,000 a year. But what's the total? I mean,
how many employees?
Well, not the how many employees, but how much
the
total White House salaries costing? But it sounds like nobody can figure that out according to all of this. You know, and this is what I'm talking about. You Google something. If it's something that is very non-controversial and leans to the left and creates more government power, it seems like it comes right up. If there's anything that challenges that, you can't even find it. So I don't know.
Meanwhile, we had a recent interview that ended up going on NBC where Schiff, remember Adam Schiff?
Shifty Schiff.
Yeah, Schiff Hedden. He had a cognitive test would show Trump has serious illness of one kind or another.
Of course.
Mental illness, very much.
Schiff's mentally ill.
this is the idea. So you've got a guy who made up all kinds of fake reports, claimed that there was all kinds of supporting evidence for all kinds of fake reports, now is claiming that Trump is the one that has a mental cognitive issue. In the meantime, Biden's fine.
I know.
I mean, really?
It's like, what's her name? KJP, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Biden. Have you looked at the other guy? Yeah, we kind of did. And
how about this? How about we all agree? They both should take mental cognitive tests.
Trump did.
Again.
Twice.
We can do them live. We can televise them live on air.
Trump did twice. He aced both of them. And we can't get Joe to do any of that because, there might be a problem there down in the, the workroom, you know, because it's like, we can't really give him a cognitive test because we know he's not cognitive.
I mean, and what's her name? All she ever says is, "I've already answered that question."
She doesn't answer anything.
At least she doesn't say, "We'll circle back every 5 seconds."
No, she doesn't say that. She said, "I've already answered that question."
Well, at least Saki was a skilled liar. JKP or whatever her name is not even skilled about it. She's a master of talking and saying nothing.
We like lie. A lot News of them Network. Up there. Everything is fine. The world is on fire behind them. That was kind of this thing. So over this last week, we had the opportunity to go to all of the fireworks around here. So we had the ones that were up in Bernie yesterday. The ones before that were Anderson, obviously the Reading Civic. The thing that I notice is, so, okay, Anderson played the Pledge of Allegiance, and you had Bernie played the Pledge of Allegiance. What was going on with Reading? I didn't hear it in Reading. I didn't see it in Reading. I didn't see anybody standing up. And this is my whole concept of all these places that are saying, okay, well, let's do drone shows instead of fireworks. Okay, so the bomb's bursting in air. The flag was still there. That's what it's about. How does all the drone shows, how does that equate to anything? And if we're not going to stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag on the 4th of July, why are we even there? Are we just there for pretty fireworks? Is that it? Is that what it comes down to?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? That's how it works.
Where you been?
And this is the disturbing trend that you see in all these bigger cities, and I liked these smaller shows better based upon the fact that people actually seemed like they were patriotic and gave a crap. And it was also interesting because you had sensitive community and people weren't honking at each other and screaming at each other while they're leaving.
Well, who runs the one in Reading versus the ones
ding,
elsewhere?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Well. Hey, I want to bring up something that we haven't heard about for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Fast and Furious?
Uh-huh.
Good old Holder. One of the real stand-up guys from the White House. Yeah. So now Mexico has a lawsuit against the U.S. gun manufacturers over Fast and Furious. You know, it was the gun manufacturers that caused all that problem and those guns getting in the cartel's hands. And killing people, not the government.
It wasn't Eric.
It wasn't Eric. Nope. It wasn't him.
No, wouldn't have anything to do with those shipments of weapons. We just ended up giving them and then lost track of
them. Yeah, and then we lost track of them. So anyway, it's like I saw that, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, how long ago was that? And, yeah.
Well, so that was like I was listening to the Sean Ryan show today, and I'm listening to this guy. He was part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was one of the first guys on the on the ground, and he went in there and they found warehouses full of bodies from when Saddam was doing all kinds of horrible things to his people and basically gassed them with sarin gas. But on the opposite side, he said he found a warehouse that was as far as the eye could see of RPGs, not the actual shooting part, but the actual warheads themselves. And so he calls it in, and he's saying, this place needs to disappear. Y'all need to bomb this right now. It needs to disappear. It needs to be gone. And they gave him explicit orders to back off of that area. And then the next day, someone calls him out and says, where did you say that warehouse was? We checked, and it's totally empty. Oh, okay, so we just grab all those munitions and run them off to somebody else, our friends over at the Taliban probably. And it's the same type of crap. Once again, it's just warfare, warfare, warfare,
yep.
Always at our dollar.
Oh, boy, I'm just let's go to our caller.
Sure if it's – is it Ben or Ben? Ben, the caller?
Ben, I think. Oh, Ben?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we'll go to the caller. Good morning, whoever you are. What you got?
Yeah, the name's Ben.
Oh, it is Ben. Okay.
Anyways, I have a theory on the whole fireworks thing there, not playing the Pledge of Allegiance. The fireworks were funded by the McConnell Foundation, and to my knowledge, the McConnell Foundation is a kind of a left-leaning organization, so that there might be something there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think you might be have something.
That wouldn't surprise me, but as far as I'm concerned,
right.
If you live in the city and if you attended that and if you saw that the same way I did, write the people behind that. Go ahead and send them a message and just let them know that we need to actually start doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is that part of the contract? We'll fund all the fireworks as long as you don't pay the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, you have to have a screening before people come into the fireworks show and make sure there's no liberals coming in.
Remember, we got to get all the LBGQWX.
Well, it'll be just like drunk alcoholic checkpoints.
Well, hey, I'll let you guys go. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
So here's the point that I want to make on that. So these smaller areas, they actually play it. But the big thing on this is, do you guys remember when everybody was kneeling for the flag and they were trying to replace the national anthem with some other type of national anthem?
Yes, I do remember that.
I remember them kneeling for Kwanzaa with like the weird scarves around their neck, and then Pelosi couldn't get up. She had to have help.
So that was the year they stopped here in Reading playing the national anthem.
Really?
I was pissed that year because I pulled out my flag, I pulled out my speaker, and I played it, and we did it ourselves there. But the fact of the matter is that we have elected representatives and people that are in charge of these areas up here that are so anti-American, they can't stand for the flag, they can't play our anthem, and they need to be held accountable for it.
But they're Christian patriots. Really? That's what you hear.
Yeah, sure they are. We want to come to your country and change everything.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read some headlines here. This from you gotta laugh. We gotta end the program on a laugh a little bit here because the Babylon Bee just comes out with some headlines. I mean, that are just really funny. I mean, it's like the first one is Pope excommunicates bishop on suspicion of being Christian. Elderly surgeon assures patients he's still lucid between 10 and 4 p.m. Some of this stuff is funny. New Labour government promises to fix British teeth by 2025.
Good luck.
Yeah. Drone shows are better than fireworks, says treasonous wretch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Biden has extended his sleep schedule to 24 hours per day.
That'd probably be an improvement for the country.
Yeah, KJP claims Biden still has jet lag from driving the big rig around in the 60s. I don't know where these guys get all this stuff, but it's pretty funny. They're pretty funny. Man uses binoculars to ensure greeters have gone inside before approaching church doors. Gotta think about that one. Pathetic excuse for backyard fireworks display doesn't end with everyone cowering in the shed. Oh boy, I don't know.
Well, we've got a number of them here too that they're still important. So the Supreme Court ended up returning one of the social media cases to the lower courts this last week. And the court unanimously opted to remand the lawsuit brought by NetChoice against Florida and Texas to a lower court. The trade association challenged in Florida law and Texas established consequences for social media companies for restricting posts created by conservative users. Neither the 11th Circuit nor the 5th Circuit conducted proper analysis of the fiscal First Amendment challenges to Florida and Texas lawsuits regarding large Internet platforms, stated the court. The next order of business is to decide which of the law's applications violate the First Amendment and to measure them against the rest. For the content moderation provisions, that means asking to every covered platform or function whether the institution is protected editorial discretion and the individualized explanation provisions, and means asking again as each thing covered and required disclosures unduly burdening the expression. So basically, can they edit? Is it considered editing if they go in and curate the information and say all of these posts aren't able to be done and all of these posts are?
Yes.
So it does look like we've got another.
I know.
Call
before we get to the caller, here's one for you. U.S. deports Chinese nationals in first removal flight to China since 2018, and they let everybody know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually shipped them back to China. I think it was 128 of them. 116. I'll go back. And with that, we've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I was just going to give a quick call in on the topic you're covering, which is the fires and fireworks. And I had an experience on 4th of July night here where I live in Shasta Lake, and I know other areas had live fireworks being shot off in their backyards and alleys and whatnot. And what I'm mostly concerned about is our local fire chief tells the officers and the people that were finally showing up after almost 15 to 20 minutes, they made it to the house where this person was blowing up small things and then big, tall, you know, sparkly, showering things 10, 12, 15 feet high. And my neighbor, Kelly, takes care of her Alzheimer's dementia father, and this is a big deal. If you just catch one little thing, you're done. And you don't get to just walk someone out of your house in 2 seconds. It takes a long time if you've got someone who's disabled and impaired and so forth. So bottom line is, our fire chief here doesn't give a citation. He'll only give a warning, a very stern warning. So the officers went to the door, knock, knock, and they basically told him to knock it off and don't do it anymore. And it's only considered a misdemeanor if a incident occurs in front of an officer. So the video that Kelly, my neighbor, took, he watched it, but it doesn't qualify. Now, if that isn't, I mean, that's like I'm supposed to catch someone who's going to be, what, murdering someone? They have to see it happen. I don't understand how bad it's getting, but I'm going to leave on a gratitude note, as I want to thank everyone in dispatch 911, all the firefighters, sheriff, police, everyone involved that has to go to these idiot morons, because it's illegal to have these fireworks in the first place. So there you go. That's what I was told. I spent quite a bit of my time 4th of July night trying to make sure we didn't get started on fire.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, thank you, everybody
right,
out there.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate
yep.
that.
All right, great. I have one more story I need to get out here that I just found, that House Democrats are bringing out the big guns to allow illegal aliens to vote in the 2024 presidential election. Gee, that's a shocker.
Oh,
that's from Axios. Has reported that the House Democrat leadership is rallying its forces against a Republican bill due for a vote this next week. The bill in question, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, seeks to mandate proof of U.S. citizens ship for voting in federal elections. That seems reasonable to me. So Stephen Miller, the senior advisor to President Trump and founder of American First Legal, expressed his disbelief on X, writing, read below the below, then read it again. A major D.C. establishment publication says that the House Democrats are bringing out the big guns to get illegal aliens to vote in 2024. How can any American support a party that wants to flood the ballot box with illegals? And
did you see that video of the guy that just hammers DMV about registering people to vote, how you, when you go online, I guess there's box to check. Do you have Social Security card? If you check no, it allows you to advance. So you can go ahead and get your ID and everything, and it will automatically register you to vote. The guy hammers California DMV about how they're handling this with the illegals.
Well, that's the only way that they can win at this point. That's why that they're got the borders wide open and be, you know, full speed ahead, damn the consequences of, you know, we're seeing right and left little girls getting kidnapped and killed and all kinds of stuff. Oh, gee, that's not a problem because at least they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These people are freaking evil. They really are. And this goes to a morality thing.
And it's all about whatever the mainstream media says at the time. I mean, all right, so the masks are gone. Nobody's waving around the
it's
blue
okay
and
to
yellow
kill
flags
the,
anymore.
It's okay to kill the other guy running against you because we say he's going to be a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no proof of that, but we say it, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, so that makes it so.
Well, in the meantime, too, if they're being honest, and I mean, at least
can't do that.
We are at a place to where almost everything in our society is going to experience a huge downturn. So schools are bracing for an enrollment cliff amid declining U.S. birth rates. The short end of this is that in 2008, recession is partly to blame. You basically had a bunch of people around that time frame that stopped having children. And so right now we're looking at between 25 and a year 2025 and 2026 with about 3.9 million young people graduating. After that, the number of students will decline. Now, okay, so this is the way a functioning society works and the way SSI and all the rest of this works. You have to have population that continues growing to support the other people. When you don't, now you don't have enough people to be able to take care of the old folks, to take care of everybody else, and you've got a whole bunch of people that are saying, I'm not going to have kids at all. So that's basically where we're at. We're going to see a nasty decline in the United States no matter what happens in the future.
All right. Wanting to add, end on a good note, did you see where what the headline is, bombshell ruling spells bad news for vax pushers? So the companies like Pfizer are starting to get sued for the deadly COVID-19 shots. Imagine that.
Well, that
this one lady got $700,000.
Yep.
But they anticipate that there's going to be more on religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. It's
the grounds that they're going to go ahead be able to go.
I think this is just going to open up the floodgates.
Yeah,
at this
exactly.
Point, because people,
you
know, they had immunity.
Before.
But not from negligent acts. In other words, they had immunity because of the emergency authorization, but you don't get immunity if you're hiding stuff, if you're hiding data, if you're lying, cheating, stealing to get to the point where that.
And they tried to, you know, throw the religious thing right out the window before. Not so much now.
I think we're there at the end of the show. So government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful mess.
Stay cool out there.
Don't co-pair it with the government. All gun control is racist. And see y'all next week.
Next week.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.